Adrian, HD2W243AD96.5, The Cave. The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2W243AD96.5, The Cave.
Sports Weekly. And hopefully we can get things going. The storm rolling in. We took the issue last week. Hopefully we can get through this tonight. But I want to bring in our first guest. Thank you again to Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash. And it's now time to bring in the head coach of Siena Heights University football, Matt Cohn. Matt, good to have you in with us.
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Great to be here. Always enjoy being in the cave.
That's right. Well, we talked a little last week at the coach's preview, which was it was a great event over at ZZ's. Had a good time over there, and brought in a couple of one big fella in Cole Merlin and Drew McGoy as well. So a good-sized guy there. You know, he looks pretty – he's got some wheels, doesn't he?
He does. You know, those are two linebackers that, have just played a ton of football for us at Siena Heights, and really looking forward to seeing them go out and compete in their quote-unquote extra COVID seasons that they have. Both super smart guys. You know, Cole's spending every day right now over at Tecumseh Middle School and a little bit at Tecumseh High School doing his student teaching and just finishing up his degree in education with a focus in special education. Just a phenomenal kid, first-team All-American, academic, on the field, you name it. And then Drew McGoy is in grad school right now at Siena Heights, working on his degree in organizational leadership. And he's going to go on and do great things. I'm hoping that he'll stick around the Adrian area after graduation or after this season, because I'm going to be re-recruiting him, Jeff, to hopefully join our staff as a graduate assistant. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal young man, really has a mind for the game and just a joy to be around. So anytime you get to hang out with Drew and Cole, it's a pretty fun day.
Well, you know, before we really get into the season, since we're talking about both those guys, and I know – especially you got a guy like that Cole that is really probably, has a shot at playing at that next level. And I know, you don't like to talk about the future of anything. You're in the moment, but he is a guy that you're probably going to see a lot of different NFL teams coming in and taking a look at him throughout this season.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had, last spring and last fall, we had 30 of the 32 in our building to meet with Cole and do his measurements and interview him. Through my playing days, long, long time ago, my first ever head coach when I was a rookie in Nashville is a gentleman by the name of Pat Sperduto. Shout out to Pat Sperduto if he's listening. He's now the head of scouting for the Kansas City Chiefs. So he reports directly to the general manager, and he's flown out a couple times to see Cole. Certainly not putting the cart before the horse. We got a big game coming up on Saturday, but just to kind of articulate the level of interest that Cole has generated for an NAIA type player. His name is certainly out there when you have guys like Pat flying in to spend some time with them. And Pat was in the day before our camp started again, and it's always a treat for me to see one of my old coaches and spend some time with them and hang out. He's generated a lot of traffic through our campus over the past year and a half.
You know, and I guess the one thing about looking at him is just some of the measurables. You know, I mean, 6'3", 235, you know, that's it might be a little small on that next level linebacker size, but what kind of wheels does he have to move back, you know, maybe to a safety? You got different guys moving around from safety to backer, you know, different spots. Is there any talk of him, you know, playing something different than maybe that linebacker spot?
Well, you know, a couple teams have shared with me they were looking at him as a possible fullback. You know, he's about 240 pounds. He would have to get to 250, 260, but he certainly could add that onto his frame. And he's got tremendous hands, agile, you know, tough. You know, he's a kid right now going into our first game. We've got him starting on every special team with the exception of one. To kind of put it into perspective of what kind of athlete he is, he's been our boundary gunner on punt since he was a freshman. He started at that position. He refuses to be taken off the field at that position. And, Jeff, I'll tell you, if we kick it inbounds, Cole's making the tackle 100% of the time. It's probably one of the more fascinating things I've ever seen, and it happens all the time. He's just a tough guy to block. He's got great instincts, got a great knack for the ball, doesn't miss tackles. So he has that athletic ability. You know, I don't think many teams are looking at him at that safety or that nickel position, just because, you know, there are some pretty special athletes out there, you know, beyond, beyond the NAIA and beyond Avery, Michigan. And, he's a little lacking in some of those things that those guys need to do, but he's being strongly considered at that linebacker position. Probably the weak side linebacker at the next level, or perhaps a fullback, just because of, you know, how hard he can hit and his hands and all those other intangibles he brings to the game.
All right, well, good. Now, like I said, just since we mentioned him, I figured we'd some of the things I wanted to chat about. But again, getting back to the season, and this is 2016. You were the interim, then been a head coach ever since. But you've been with the program, you know, before that with Coach Lyle. So this is you're getting up there a little bit for years here at Siena Heights, Coach.
Yeah. The years have been kind to me. I've really enjoyed my time at Siena. You know, really enjoyed the relationships I've been able to create with the players we've had. You know, one of my favorite times of the year is really the week leading up to camp. Just getting text messages and phone calls from former players, you know, reaching out, you know, it's that type of year, Coach, and sharing some memories or sharing some things or some times that we've been through together. It's really special to me and really cool to have those conversations and reflect on those things. And it's also pretty cool that I have a lot of former players that are coaching high school football or coaching college football. And, you know, we get to enter into some football conversations, which is cool, you know, as well as some other conversations about life and what have you. But it's always cool. It seems like every year, the week before camp, you know, the text messages come in, the phone calls come in, and that's probably the most special thing that I've been able to take away from my tenure coaching these guys at Siena Heights.
Well, talking about those 10 years a little bit, there's been a lot of changes in the Mid-States Football Association with a lot more local schools and a little less travel. What are some of the biggest things and, you know, biggest changes that, I guess, good or bad for you as a team and as being competing in the conference, whether you liked it the older way or what's going on new? What are some of your thoughts on the changes that the Mid-States Football Association has come about with?
Well, you kind of hinted at this a little, Jeff. There's been more teams that, you know, more institutions, more universities that have added football, you know, as a program. And, you know, typically most schools will start at the NAI level and then work to build a roster. And some schools will then transfer into Division II. You know, you look at Davenport University over on the west side of the state. They started out as an NAIA school, applied to the mid-states, and then shortly thereafter transitioned to NCAA Division II. So maybe not just in the mid-states, just the landscape of college football, small-time college football at the Division II and the NAIA level. In the past 10 years, there's been a lot more schools that have been added, which has made recruiting more challenging. You know, there's a lot more opportunities for student athletes that they can go to find maybe niche specific degree plans. So the recruiting has certainly gotten more challenging. You know, there's more options for the student athletes. I know, later on this show, you'll get a chance to talk with our recruiting coordinator, Coach Noah Bowl. And he could really speak to that. You know, there's been some areas that we did very well in geographically early on in the program. And, you know, due to some other schools being added or taken away, we've kind of had to not spend as much resources in those areas and focus on some other areas that we thought we could get some more quality student athletes out of. In terms of our league, the east side of our conference has continued to be extremely, extremely challenging. We have an opportunity this year, for example, of the six teams on our league that are on our schedule, four of those teams are ranked in the top 20 right now. So it's just a tremendous opportunity to play nationally ranked teams. You know, any student athlete, no matter what level of college football you play, Division I, Division II, NAIA, Division III, you know, you want to be a ranked team, a team that's considered one of the best in the country. You want to strive to be a playoff contender. Having an opportunity to play those teams, you certainly can't say you're on the outside looking in, saying, you know, well, what if? Well, what if we had a chance to play them? You know, we could compete with them. We don't get to use that excuse because we have a bona fide opportunity every year to compete against those teams and have an opportunity to win. And if that's what you want to do with your team, you got to win those games. And we have that opportunity, especially this year, you know, have a chance to play some of those teams at home this year as well, which, obviously playing at home on Doc Dawson Field is a big advantage for us. Get a great support from the Siena Heights community and the Adrian community. So, certainly looking forward to that. But there's been some really good teams that have been added, particularly on our side, which have made things more challenging, but a lot more fun to prepare for those games and coach in those games and play in those games.
And you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. And you know, looking with that as well, Coach, is having these other schools close, but also playing those teams that are those ranked opponents, it allows, I think, yourself and especially some of the kids too to realize this is what the ranked teams are like. You know, you can't take any of them for granted, but maybe the guys that are coming in as freshmen are going, wow, that's a little different than I thought. But the returning players are going, hey, this is what we need to get to. This is how we have to strive to get to that next level. And you know, as you said, you want to win and you want to have a chance at every single game, but there's also moments to realize this is what we expect out of you to be able to get to the level they're at.
Oh, there's no question about it. And, I've been fortunate. I've kind of got to see the evolution of the program, you know, playing against some of those nationally ranked teams, those defending national champion teams early on at Siena Heights. We were not in those games, you know, for lack of a better term, we were getting blown out. We were getting it handed to us a little bit. But the encouraging thing, you know, the really optimistic thing, particularly about, you know, last season and our season in 18 and 19, you know, prior to the COVID kind of taking us for a little bit of a tailspin. We've been in some dogfights. We've been in every single game. We've had games against number two, number three, number five, number nine. I mean, we've had games come down to the last possession of the game. And we've had an opportunity to beat some of those teams as well. So we've been in all of those games. You know, we're right there. Kind of the age-old saying of football, you know, when you have two great teams playing one another, it really is going to come down to three or four plays. You know, you look back at any level of football, whether it be professional or big-time college football, high school football, peewee football, when you have two equal opponents matched up against one another, it's probably going to come down to a handful of plays. And, you know, you just got to execute in those situations. And the fun thing for the player and the coach is you just never know what play that's going to be. And that's why you got to prepare so hard and give it all you got on every snap. So we're really looking forward to this season just because, like I said, we know that we've been in every football game, you know, for the past 3 years, 4 years, and we really think this is our year where those three or four plays will go in favor of the Saints.
Well, this you start now in week one against Olivet Nazarene, and so that's a team that give us a little bit about Olivet Nazarene and what they bring to the table.
Oh, they're a really good football team. They probably have the best offensive skill we're going to see all year. Probably one of the best offensive skill that we saw all of last year. They had some unfortunate things happen to them with their personnel late in the season last year in terms of injuries and, you know, some COVID stuff where they missed some big time players down the stretch and ended up losing a conference championship game, or they would have been a playoff team last year. You know, last year we had an opportunity to go to their place in week one. They have a lot of the same kids returning as do we do, and played them in a very tough game, a game that was one of those games that I, you know, mentioned earlier that came down to the final possession of the game. You know, we're down three and driving on them, and we get a fourth and six, and we don't convert at about their 35-40-yard line. So, again, came down to the last play of the game. Our kids really battled tough in a hostile environment. So we're looking forward to having a chance to right the ship, having an opportunity to play them at home. You know, really looking forward to it. Looking forward to a good week of preparation this week to get us ready to go.
Well, I see they're ranked number two in the Midwest, in the Mid-States Football Association. So they're definitely a team that is, you know, obviously a lot of people out there think that they're going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, they have some terrific offensive skill players. Their quarterback is a redshirt senior. He's as good as any quarterback we're going to see this year. They got three receivers that are dynamite receivers, good size, good speed. They've got a very consistent running back, and they're returning a lot of guys. So we'll definitely have our work cut out for us on defense. You know, on their defensive side of the ball, they returned the West Side Defensive Player of the Year. He was kind of their nickel outside linebacker. They put him at rushing sometimes as well. So the guy on the east side of the conference that won that award was our guy, Cole Merlin. So, you know, we'll get to see the two defensive players of the year from the east and the west pitted against each other in this week one contest. So expect some high level defense to be played, you know, and some hard hitting defense between Cole and their young man as well. So just looking forward to the matchup. You know, we feel that, you know, looking back on the tape from last year with our players and coaches, that, you know, there were some things we left out on the table, some things that we certainly could have taken advantage of. You know, and even on the kicking game, Jeff, you know, in a game that we lost by 3 points, we had a punt block that set up a score, and we had a kickoff return for a touchdown that ended up being called back on a holding penalty. So, you know, in two plays on special teams, we potentially have a 14-point swing right there. So we've had a big focus on our kicking game this camp. We've got a lot of upperclassmen, a lot of starters on both sides of the ball that want to contribute on special teams and basically refuse to be put on the sideline in special teams. So we're hoping those guys can make a big impact in the kicking game as well.
Well, I know, as I said before, and you've said to me, you know, it's one game at a time and you're looking at that first one. But, you know, I went on ONU's site real quick and looked at the preseason poll for that Midwest, and, you know, number 11 ranked in the country, St. Xavier. is number one, and then Olivet Nazarene number two, and then number three is number 25th ranked St. Francis, Illinois. Just happens to be your first three games.
Yeah, we get to play all of them. Isn't that awesome?
That's right.
You know, what more could you ask for?
That's a way to start the season off. What a gauntlet.
Absolutely. Let's see what we're made out of, right? So got ONU at home, and then get to head over to the Chicagoland area two weekends in a row to play St. Xavier and St. Francis. So, you know, looking forward to it. And, you know, looking back a year ago, you know, you look at that St. Xavier game, another one possession game that we fell a little short at home. And then in the St. Francis, Illinois game, another one possession game, but we happened to come out on top in that game. So, you know, and those are against teams that are considered the best in the country. So just got to be more consistent, finish those games, and hopefully the Saints can be in that conversation.
I was just going to say, you take care of business on a couple of those, and you'll be right back in that conversation of teams that need to look out for the rest of the schedule. Because it doesn't, again, get any easier. I mean, you've got the homecoming at home against St. Francis, and then you get Concordia at home this year. And I know there's you know, a couple other ones. You've got, you know, Madonna and Lawrence Tech that are now close in proximity and could build some rivals maybe with that. But as far as probably just geographic rivals, it's Concordia.
Oh, certainly, you know, and, you know, all those Michigan schools you mentioned, you know, we certainly battle them on the field, but, you know, in December, January, and February, we're battling them on the recruiting trail, you know. So being able to come out on top certainly helps in the off season as you're trying to add to your roster and get the best student athletes that are available.
Well, again, Coach, it's you know, good luck coming up this weekend, and it's always a good time talking with you and talking some football. And so we're going to bring up Eric Williams. What's one thing that that I need to ask Eric about from coach's side? I got a few notes that I wrote about talking to him, but from the head coach side, what's the thing that I should ask Eric Williams about?
Oh man, I got a list of things you should ask Eric Williams. But you know, honestly, Jeff, I can't say enough positive things about E-Dub. He came to us from Grand Valley State. He is just an awesome, awesome human being. One of the best human beings I've ever been around. He's a family man, puts his wife and his child above anything else, finds a way to balance his home life with his school life. He works a full-time job. He's the best receiver on our team. He's just a phenomenal person. You know, I quite honestly, Jeff, I don't know how he does it at 21 years old. You know, I know I couldn't do that at 21 years old. So he's certainly a guy I truly admire because he's able to do all these things and do all these things at a very high level. He's at a great camp. He's a great leader. He's a great mentor to the younger guys. Has really taken literally every freshman receiver we have under his wing and kind of showed him the ropes and leads by example, gets it done in the classroom. Geez, what else can I say about him? He's just phenomenal, man. So I guess you want to ask him one thing, ask him how many touchdowns he's going to score against Olivet Nazarene.
Okay.
Because I know he's really excited about this game. He's really excited about you know, the game plan that we have in and how we can kind of attack them a little bit through the air. So I'm just excited to see Eric go out and play because I know all the work that he's put in this summer, you know, to this football season, and I'm just excited for him.
Well, perfect. I'll ask him about that. But again, Matt Cohn, the head coach at Siena Heights University. Matt, as always, great talking with you and good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Thanks for having me, man. Take care.
All right. That's once again, that is Coach Matt Cohn. And we're going to take a quick time out and come back and talk with Eric Williams, who we were just talking about here, right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com, Saints Sports Weekly.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death in teens and young adults. 4 out of 5 suicide deaths are preceded by warning signs, such as suicidal threats, suicide notes, previous suicide attempts, preoccupation with death, and final arrangements. Parents, teachers, and friends are in a key position to pick up on these signs and get help. Youth suicide is preventable. Know the signs. For more information, contact Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here with you on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com, and talking some Siena Heights University football tonight here on Saints Sports Weekly. Once again, I do want to thank our sponsors that are with us, Siena Heights University, and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash. Well, now the time to bring in our guest athlete this week. It's Eric Williams, a wide receiver, redshirt junior. Out of South Bend, Indiana, and now here for the Saints. Eric, good to have you on the show with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I just got done talking to Coach Cone, and a lot of praise for you just as the kind of man you are and what you mean to the team, and how all the guys respect you, and how such a family-first guy with your wife and kids, and making sure that that's all working out as well along with your school and trying to play the game of football. And, you know, he says, I'm not sure how he juggles it all. So give us a quick tip. How do you juggle everything that you got going on?
Well, first I have to say, if it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't be able to be here at all. She holds down the house. You know, she allows me to go to practices, go to class, my meetings. You know, without batting eyes, you know, she knew me since I was in fourth grade.
Oh, my.
So she knew for a long time that this is what I dreamed of and what I worked for my whole life. So she makes it very easy on me to pursue my dream. So if she helps me out, without her, I wouldn't be able to do it at all.
Well, that's great praise, and it's always great to find a good woman to stand right beside you through all of this. It's great for you and your family and for her as well. And I know that's probably it, as Coach said too, it's being a great role model for everybody else on the team that can see, you know, how much work you have to put in and how hard it is, but still being able to get it done on the field and classroom.
Yes, of course.
Well, Coach said you're at Grand Valley, and then how did you get down to Siena Heights from there?
So I originally had a high school and went to Grand Valley. When I ended up having my daughter, that's when I ended up taking that year off, we had some miscommunication throughout my freshman year, leading up into having my daughter live with me up there. So once that all went south, you know, I went home. I worked for the post office for about 8 months. It was a good experience. I was a mailman in the rural areas. So I was driving a lot and, you know, not really happy. Wasn't really happy with myself. I talked to my wife after hosting an organization to help youth kids play football for free. You know, we had a big 7-on-7 tournament with kids from all the Midwest come into South Bend and be a part of that tournament. And doing that made me realize how much I missed the game of football.
Right.
So I talked to my wife, and she ended up agreeing that she thought it was a good choice for me to try to pursue my college career again. So I went into the transfer portal, and one of the coaches, Coach Dom, actually, he followed me. He hit me up, and he had me on campus and instantly fell in love with the campus, the class sizes, and just overall coaching and family atmosphere of Siena.
Well, I think, as you said, the family atmosphere and everything that goes along with it, I think, you know, having a wife and a young child, I think that, you know, living in Adrian and living in Siena Heights is probably very conducive to that compared to maybe some of the other schools you could have went to.
Yes, 100%.
Well, so your game, one thing, Coach, I asked Coach, I said, what do you want me to, what should I ask him? And one thing Coach said is, how many touchdowns are you going to score against Olivet Nazarene? He said that you're loving the game plan they have so far with maybe trying to get you the ball a little bit. So is that something what are your thoughts on that first game out of the gate?
First game out of the gate, I'm very excited. Like I said, this is, you know, I finally found my love again. I don't think I've been so excited for fall camp, so excited for the first game, I think, ever in my life is as excited as I am now. You know, I try to be as humble as possible, but I expect our team, my teammates, and everybody to thrive and come out on top of this game, blowing people's minds on what they thought was going to happen. That's what I'd say for my team and the experience and the work we put in, and hopefully we will, not hopefully, we'll get the outcome that we desire.
You know, has that been a little bit of point of contention, you know, especially in the locker room? Because, you know, you look at, you know, last year and last couple, how it seems efficient that the defense has been keeping the, you know, Siena in games. And it's just where, you know, that little play here or there, that timely score hasn't happened for Siena. You know, some of those close games where you go, man, if we could have just maybe done this or that, it would have been a different outcome. And a little bit of that is, you know, trying to get that offense to gel and get that, you know, that timely score, like I said, when you really need it. And is that something that you really kind of focus on and you guys maybe talk about on the offensive side going, look, it's our turn now?
Yeah, 100%. We've had that talk last year and then that spring season through COVID. But I think this year, like I said, it really flipped the switch with the guys we have in the room, with the coaching staff we have, and just the overall mentality of the offense. You know, last year our quarterback was a freshman. Going into this year, we have some very experienced quarterbacks that aren't scared to make the deep throw and open up the offense and throw the ball more. So that has been a big emphasis throughout the offense, is to come out firing on all cylinders, not take it slow, don't feel sorry for ourselves. So you know, at the end of the day, we have the best defense in the nation. So it's time for the offense, you know, to step up and not be scared to make risks, not be scared to go for big shots and big plays, because we have the defense to back us up, as they've always had in the past. And now it's just our time to be on the attack instead of on the defense as an offense.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things. If you go out and jump on somebody early a little bit and surprise them a little and then let the defense – say, okay, now it's our turn to hang on for something. I think that would probably, you know, fire those guys up as well to say, look, all right, now we got a lead. Let's hang on to this lead instead of saying, hey, we can't let them score, so we got to come back. Let's hang on to this. And I think that'd be great for you guys, and especially, you know, talking with Coach a bit ago. And I know, again, he's always, every time I've talked to Coach Cohen through all his years, it's always a, you know, definitely a one game at a time type of situation. But, You know, you got three of the toughest games probably in the country as far as scheduling-wise coming right out of the gate. There's probably not too many other teams in NAIA that can say that the caliber and the ranked teams that you have coming out of the gate like you guys do for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, you know, our scheduling, kind of makes me feel a little better about that, knowing that out of our games we've had last year, I think it was, like, five were, like, top 15 nationally. Out of that five, I think two or three were top 10, and one of them were top five. And all those games were by maybe 3 points. And if you look at it and you break down the film, as we've had over and over again, you see that it's really not those teams beating us. It's really us beating ourselves. And like you said, it's not quiet that the offense is the reason that we haven't shown up. So if that's also, I feel like, a little chip on our shoulder, knowing that last year we were slow, we weren't as aggressive, we were a little timid when it comes to making big plays, and teams barely beat us. And out of the toughest conference and toughest schedule, I think, like you said, in the whole NAIA, this year, I feel like we're ready to go and let loose and just have fun. And instead of having 3-point losses, 30-point victories against all the top teams.
There you go. Now, you know, Coach said game planning and opening up a little bit. What do you, you know, we didn't talk much about who's going to get you the ball with Coach Cone, but what are you excited for about this offense this year?
I'm excited for just the new style of offense. Like I said, we plan on having a couple more bigger plays than normal. We plan on, you know, throwing the ball maybe once or twice, a little bit more than we did last year. We have the running back core to break loose, and then we also have some upcoming freshmen and redshirt sophomore receivers that are going to surprise a lot of people this year. With just their pure athleticism, speed, and the knowledge for the game, it's going to be very hard to stop that offense when we have the quarterback's trust and we also have the coach's trust to let us play and make those plays.
Well, again, you're picked fifth in the preseason poll. Does that kind of, you know, tell you a little bit about where you guys need to be as far as, you know, letting people know that you don't think you're fifth?
Personally, it bothers me a little bit that we got put fifth and behind some teams, you know, that I don't think we should be there. But to me, I mean, and to the team, I feel like the rankings don't matter because we can't control that. So we try to focus and put our attention to stuff we can control. Yes, everybody looked at it and probably took a note, but it's not something we're really focused on as more as just playing to the best of our ability, because we know that out of all the teams we play, the only team to ever beat us is us. And that's how I feel about it. So as far as the polls and the rankings, yeah, I just, you know, we control, and we're just ready to go out there and play.
Well, again, Eric, we appreciate your time. Let me give a shout-out to your daughter.
Yeah, so I want to shout-out to my wife and my daughter, Sophia and Jack Williams. I love you guys. This season's for you. Let's go Saints.
There you go. Well, again, thank you very much, and best of luck and great success this year. Appreciate you having on.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was Eric Williamson. Hopefully have a big year from him, as Coach said. What a great guy, and we hope that he can get things going as well and have. He's been the number one receiver the last 2 years, so let's hope we can keep that going and get some Saints with some W's this year and have a great year. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little recruiting and what things are like in the recruiting land here in the NAIA. We'll be back with more Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iatt Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
From the Florida swamps to the Big House and all the way to the Coliseum, don't miss a moment of college football this year with DNP Communications. We've got you covered from the ACC, SEC, and Big Ten networks. On your TV or your phone, you're there. Get an internet and TV bundle that will keep you in the game from noon kickoff to primetime and beyond. Call 800-311-7340 today.
Saint Sports Weekly here on 965K, 965K.com. Jeff Bowman with you here. And no time to talk a little recruiting and a little everything else we can talk about with Siena Heights Saints. We'll bring in the recruiting coordinator, Noel Bowl. Noel, good to have you on.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, this is a great time of year, I know, for you guys, getting ready and getting fired up. And I know as recruiting coordinator, you know, you're responsible for a lot of these guys that are being here on the field, and that's got to make you feel pretty good when you get them out there and go, these are the guys that we worked hard to go get to bring to Siena Heights, and now they're making us a winning program.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've done a great job these last couple years, and, you know, especially looking at last year, we lost 3 of the 4 starters in the back end. We hit camp in stride, and looking forward even to this upcoming year, you know, before the season we talk, and, you know, people like Cole Merlin, Drew Bagoy, you have, you know, Tango up front, Vinny, just those guys on defense alone. You know, it's a big year recruiting for us as we try to build some depth on both sides of the ball.
Well, I know what I can get you back on here. I'm losing you. We got some issue with our board after we took a shot to the lightning last week. We're still having some gremlins here and there, but you know, talking with coach, and also you know, talking about some of the newer teams in the conference, Noah, that you know, your recruiting has had to kind of change a little bit.
You kind of had to make some change up to maybe some areas that you were able to get some recruits from that maybe is
Oh, it shifted drastically.
But then when you try to get going some different areas, you got to kind of find out where you got to go next.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it shifted drastically, not only as we had teams, you know, the NAI, but still, you know, you have teams dropping out of the GLIAC, joining, you know, the team or the league down in Ohio, and just kind of everybody becoming a little more competitive through the state of Michigan. So, you know, we've leaned heavily on Indiana and Ohio last. I think, you know, as teams go further and further into eight-man, some of these kids are getting overlooked, which has given us an opportunity to find some diamond in the roughs. And like I said, you know, trying to stay in the tri-state area, competition's growing. You got to find a new way to find kids every year.
You know, I guess in looking at that, where, you know, Matt was saying, you know, it gets a little light, so you kind of have to shift a little bit. When do you kind of, you know, I guess you don't say you completely pull the plug, because you're always going to keep, you know, some inroads with coaches in some places, but when do you kind of go, you know what, we need to shift our focus a little bit from here to here, because it's drying up a little bit, and maybe some of these guys are finding another little area to go to. When do you kind of, you know, how does that discussion go? When do you say, all right, it is now time, we really got to, you know, look heavily over here instead of over there?
Where he kind of envisioned us going, and I think that kind of changes the recruiting aspect a little bit, where it goes past the field itself, and now you're looking into the character of kids, the academic ability of kids. So I think, you know, our biggest thing is finding that fit off the field first, where in the past, you know, it may have been a little more towards, hey, what can they do on the field, and can they be successful? Now it's turned to, can they be successful in the classroom, and can they help us on the field? So I think that's the first and foremost thing that's kind of changed it, where we aren't going to give up on those kids, because I think what we saw at Siena has a chance to compete with, you know, a lot of the private schools similar to us, and that's kind of pulled away, is, you know, the personability of our school and the family feel to it.
Yeah, and it is, again, you know, the family feel to it, and then, you know, we just talked with Eric Williams just a little bit about that, and, you know, how, you know, he got here from Grand Valley and what it means to him to, you know, come in and feel like it's part of the family, and make sure that that's, you know, that's what, you know, kids want to be a part of that. I know it's still the dynamic of, you know, where can you play and what level, but you still, you know, you have to have a comfortable situation, and you also, you know, talking with Coach Cohn too, you know, you have to have that degree, you know, and the schooling that is important to you as well.
And I think, too, you know, from our coaching standpoint, you know, Coach Lyle, when he started the program, one of the most important things he ever taught me that I preach every year is the worst thing we can do is in debt out of school without a job. So I think, you know, looking at it, we want to make sure every kid has a chance to be successful at Siena. But not only that, what can we do to excel in their life just to push a kid through a program to say, hey, he helps on the field, doesn't necessarily do anything to that young man. So I think, you know, the most important thing is make sure they're fit, where they can, you know, discover themselves and go forward and actually produce something and leave a legacy behind, not only at Siena, but in the future.
That sounds awesome. And I know you kind of, you know, you started just as a grad assistant at Siena and kind of worked your way up through, you know, different parts of the coaching and into...
There's a title, I had it, so...
There's a title, you had it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, and it's got to be probably good. I mean, knowing Coach Cohn for as long as you have and being able to gain his trust and just some different things, started, again, as a student assistant, an intern, and, you know, kind of moving on both sides of the ball, and now the recruiting coordinator, and doing a little more from defensive side over to the run side and the offensive side as well. So, you know, obviously that's a lot of work for you and a lot of learning to have all different facets of the game. And now to come up with the recruiting side, that makes even, you know, an extra added you know, dimension to what you have to be as a coach.
Oh, I think it does. I've been fortunate, though, to grow up in a football family where I may have had some advantages that not everybody had. And, right, you know, Coach Cohn blessed with the opportunity to take on a big role, you know, every year slowly growing, and this year being the biggest of them all. So I'm thankful for him, and, you know, it's something when you love, you don't go to work every day. You constantly try to grow. You meet with people, you read, and you're just always looking to make the program better.
And that's the key there, is just as learning. But as you said, you know, with your family history, it does kind of give you, you know, maybe a phone call here or there that can kind of help a little bit as well.
Well, it gives you a little network you can call when you hit a rut, and you usually find an answer pretty quick.
That's not a resource that not everybody has. Well, you know, give us a little insight on this season. I know, you know, always talking with Matt, he keeps things under the vest and is always, you know, this is one game at a time. And that's understandable, and that's what a head coach is supposed to do. And, you know, but, you know, give us a little thought of maybe, you know, not that head coach speak.
I think, you know, it's an exciting time to be a part of our football program. You know, we brought EJ Shaw back this offseason to coordinate the defense. And, you know, it's always fun watching somebody grow who played for you. You know, you coached against in our league. He's very, very familiar with the league. He went out to, you know, a D2 school, gained some knowledge, came back, and brought a whole new insight and excitement to the program. So we're kind of looking forward to see what he can do on the defense side of the ball. You know, I always tell him, if I'm going to be aggressive, I'm going to need the ball all game. So, you know, we've had a fun working relationship. I think the kids have really bought in. And I think, too, you know, you'll see that hard-hitting defense we've always had, but you also see a lot of big plays being made. And, you know, offensively, we have a couple of new weapons on the edge that are going to allow us to force the ball downfield a little bit. You know, we returned three great running backs, and, you know, O-line, everybody's back there. QB, we have two guys who both started games for us last year, both returning. So when you have a veteran group all the way across the ball, you're looking to do big things this year.
Well, no, we lost you again there for a second. I think it, I don't know if I've even got you back. So, we've again with the storm tonight and what we've had earlier this week. It's been a tough time with some of our gremlins again. But you know, no, you there? All right, I think we might have lost Noah. So, but tough one there for him. Let me take a quick time out and see if we can gain him back for just a few minutes. Right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, three locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
From the Florida swamps to the Big House and all the way to the Coliseum, don't miss a moment of college football this year with D&P Communications. We've got you covered from the ACC, SEC, and Big Ten networks. On your TV or your phone, you're there. Get an internet and TV bundle that will keep you in the game from noon kickoff to primetime and beyond. Call 800-311-7340 today.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. And hey, Noel, sorry about that. We're having, again, some technical issues out here, so hopefully we can keep you on this time. But, again, just, you know, this is – when talking with Coach – or with Eric Williams, just talking about how the defense has really stood up the last few years, and the offense is really kind of where – you know, when talk about making some big plays or getting some big scores and being one of the things that, you know, they like to talk a little bit about. And, you know, is that something that you guys really kind of talked about as a staff, too, to making sure that, you know, maybe you get some things going early to make put some pressure on the other team, knowing that the defense is going to hold up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was something me and Cohen took a lot of time discussing this offseason. You know, our defense is capable of holding people out, and if we give the guys up front, I mean, we have seven guys up front with playing experience, you know, on the D-line alone that are unbelievable. We see them every day. If we give them a chance to pass rush and kind of eliminate one aspect of the game where we put a little pressure on offense, they have to move the ball, they're going to make plays. And I think, you know, with the guys we have on the edge, we're going to be able to stretch the field vertical this year, and you want to try to go up, and you want to look for those explosive plays, even if they don't result in points. You can pin people deep and let your defense pin their ears back. You're going to get the ball in better field position, naturally score. You're going to put up more points.
Yeah, and that's a key. I mean, get up there, get them early, and then be able to hold on to it defensively. And I think that's you know, one big thing. And, you know, we talked about some special teams plays, you know, between coach too, saying, you know, and even Eric Williamson, you know, the teams that we haven't lost to too many teams on the field. We beat ourselves. So we need to stop doing that.
And I think, you know, that comes with a little, you know, sometimes you're young at positions, and, you know, overall you grow as a coaching staff as well. And I think this is a great year. Like I said, we're a veteran group on offense. We're a veteran group on defense. You know, the coaching staff had the spring to get to work together. We had all summer to talk with each other and kind of go into the season with the game plan of, you know, kind of what to expect from both sides. And I think, you know, with the whole understanding through the program and letting the, you know, young men on our team know exactly how games are going to go and what the positions we want to be in and the positions we're going to put them in, I think, you know, it eliminates all the nerves and anxiety of what's going to happen. Now you just have to go do it.
Well, and I think, you know, not to get too far ahead, but I think, you know, coming in this year as opposed to the other, we only got about a minute left, but not having that, really not having the COVID thoughts that you've had the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not at all. Like I said, I think there's just the comfortability among the staff, players, you know. We just spent the last 2 weeks together, give or take a couple days, and, you know, everybody's on the same page moving forward. There's excitement, and that first game always brings those jitters that, you know, you make one big play early, it can change the entire course of the game.
And that's what you guys need to do and change that. I mean, again, let's get up early on some people and then let the defense hold it and, you know, make some of these teams realize who they're dealing with. All right. Well, I think we're gone again, Noah. So, sorry about that. Again, I think we're losing some phone issues with the weather and stuff. So, once again, thank you to Coach Noah Bowl, and we appreciate his time with everything that went on tonight. And I think we're going to have you back on again, so he can talk without having to be cut off. But again, we appreciate his time. We also appreciate Coach Cohn's time. And again, Eric Williams, hopefully he has a great year. And again, appreciate him coming in as well. And so next Saturday, this Saturday it is actually, not next, what am I talking about? So we are all set to go for Saturday, September 3rd, noon, as the Saints are going to host Olivet Nazarene and try to get this season kicked off on the right note. So once again, we appreciate very much all the coaches that came through and Eric Williams as well. So we're going to be we'll be back in 2 weeks, as next Monday is a holiday, so we'll take that Monday off, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks to bring you Saints Sports Weekly once again right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.